Okay, today's shiur is Mitzvah Reish Ayin Aleph. Mitzvah Reish Ayin Aleph 271. As we continue with the second of the Isurim related to Kohen Gadol, the five Isurim that we're going to have in a row, specifically related to Kohen Gadol. Yesterday was the Isur of a Kohen Gadol walking into an Ohel HaMeis, and today is the Isur of a Kohen Gadol becoming Tameh. Period. In any way possible. The Torah tells us, again, to read the Pasuk. I'll call Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. A Kohen Gadol cannot go into, enter into Nafshos Meis. That meant the Isra of Ohel HaMeis. Lo Aviv Uli Imo Lo Yitama. For his father and for his mother, he cannot become Tame. That is what the Torah says. So the second phrase there is today's Isser. Lo Aviv Uli Imo Lo Yitama. Says the Sefer HaChinuch. Shelo Yitame Kohen Gadol Afilu B'meis Mikrovav. A Kohen Gadol cannot make himself Tameh even for one of his primary relatives. V'kol Shekein B'chol Shar HaMeisim Sheba'olam B'min Mimine Atuma. And surely for any other mace that he's not related to, Bein B'negia, Bein B'masa, whether it's through touching or through carrying. Yesterday we spoke about the Isser of Tumas Ohel. Today includes all the other types of Tumas. Shene'emar L'avivu L'imo Lo Yitama Klomer Afilu Le'elu Sheim Krovav. Even those who are related to him, he's not allowed to become Tamei. V'yafalpi, let's finish the whole paragraph, then we'll mention a couple of things. V'yafalpi sheberosh ha-pasuk asar Allah mehi Tamei al-kol nafshos. Even though the pasuk already said, al-kol nafshos meis lo yavo. It already said that in the first half of the pasuk. Zehu tumas bia lo ola meis, kaposh barash du sham. That's specifically tumas ohel. Sherei kasav sham lo yavo, demashwa bia lo ohel. V'kan yeser olav kol shar mine hatuma bichlal. And this pasuk, this phrase of the pasuk adds on all the other ways that a Kohen Gadol might defile himself through Tumas Meis. If you look at the Rambam, this has come up before. I think we last discussed this maybe by the context of Basa B'chalav. The Rambam at the beginning of it was Tumas Meis. The Rambam tells us, HaMeis Metameh B'maga U'B'masa U'B'Ohel Tumas Shiva. A mace makes you Tameh in three ways. By touching it, by carrying it, or by being in the same roof. Either you are its roof, it is your roof, or you're under the same roof for 7 days. Tumas Maga V'Ohel Mifurashin B'Torah. Tumas Maga and Tumas Ohel are d'oraisa, and they're mefurish b'Torah. They're explicit. Tumas Masa, mipi Hashmua. Tumas Masa, though, the fact that if I carry a mace without touching it, that makes me Tameh, that is not explicit in the Torah anywhere. Where is it? The Kal V'Chomer Advarim, you learn that from a Kal V'Chomer. Where do you learn from a Kal V'Chomer? Im Nevela Shehi Tum. This is the Rambam I'm talking. Not too many times, the Rambam quotes a Kal V'Chomer. But here he does. Im nevela shehi tumas erev ve'ena metame ba'ohel metame b'masa nevela a carcass is only creates one day tumas erev and it's not metame ba'ohel meaning it's very light. It only creates one day tumah. It's not metame ba'ohel and yet it's metame if you carry it. So tumas mates, which makes you metame for 7 days, and it makes you metame even if you. Makes you tameh for 7 days, and it's metame ba'ohel, surely it should make you tameh just by carrying it. Lo kol shekein. Uma nevela shemagad tumas erev, masa tumas erev, and just like nevela, all the tumas are equal, so too by mace, all the tumas are equal, and that's how we learn that tumas masa is a concept da'araisa. Ein tumas masa b'mace mi divrei sofer from eladin Torah, it's da'araisa. V'yireli, and then the Rambam adds, she shasak mimena hakasuv. The Torah was quiet by Tumas Masa, like two other examples. We discussed it already. This is the third. We discussed this by the two other examples already. Number one, Kederach Sheshasak Meisar Abbas. The Torah in the whole Arayas discussion of Achremos, Aser's granddaughter, but doesn't Aser daughter. Why not? Says the Rambam, Lefish Sheaser Befer Shefilu Bas Abbas. Sheshasak Meisar Achilas Basar B'Chalav. It doesn't say the Isser of eating Basa B'chalav, it just says the Isser of cooking Basa B'chalav. Lefisha Asa B'feirish Afilu Bishulo. Kach Shasach Mitumas Masa B'meis. Lefisha Timei B'feirish Afilu Tumas Alo Kol Shekein Maso. So this is a much talked about Rambam, because the Rambam seems to say it's based on a Kal V'Chomer. The question though is then, if all these three are based on a Kal V'Chomer, right, if the granddaughter is Aser, surely daughter is Aser. If Mace, Nevela is Aser Masa, so Mace is surely Aser Masa. And the third one, if you can't even cook Basa B'chalav, you surely can't eat Basa B'chalav, but we have the principle of Einon Shebin Adin. That's what the Kesem Mishneh asks. You can't give an onus based on a Kal V'Chomer. So if somebody walks into the Beis HaMikdash after carrying a dead body, they're getting, how can they get Karis? Says the Kesef Mishnah, all these three aren't pure Kal V'Chomers. They're more what we call Gilui Milses. And that is the fact that the Torah, Asher's granddaughter, included in that his daughter. It's not a separate thing that would go into a Kal V'chomer too. Included in that his daughter. Included in cooking Bas V'chalav is the eating. Included in the Isser of Tumah, Maga, and Oel, included in that is Masa, but it's not Stam, a separate Kal V'chomer. Okay, that's just related to the three types of categories that the Rambam discussed here. As we mentioned yesterday, the Kohen Gadol is not the only person who cannot become Tameh even for his seven Krovim. The other one is Nazir. As we know in Parshas Naso, the Sefer HaChinuch has a beautiful explanation in Mitzvah Shin Ayin Vav, where he discusses the Isser of a Nazir becoming Tameh, and he compares it to a Kohen Gadol, and he says, why? So he says, similarly, what he said a couple of mitzvahs ago. A Kohen head yod is allowed to become Tameh for his relatives, because what the Chinuch say? Durachah, Darchei Noam, after all, he's connected to them, he lives with them, says the Sefer HaChinuch. The most expansive version is Shin Ayin Vav. In that mitzvah, the Chinuch says, a Kohen head yod goes to family parties, he's involved with his family, for most of the year he's living at home, and he's involved in the world! A Kohen Gadol, he's not involved in the world. As we saw yesterday, he hardly leaves Yerushalayim. Right? He hardly leaves the Mikdash, let alone Yerushalayim. When is he ever with his, he's ever home! He's home at night in Yerushalayim, but he's not like a Kohen Hedyot. So what is he desire? He's in a different realm. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Ein Safek, Kipa His Alus HaNefesh, Yakel Ma'od Be'eneha Hanas HaGuf HaChalanyano. He's totally not focused on Gashmias and this worldly items. Kol Shekein Shol Tefana Achar Chevras Gufim Achirim. He won't be focused on others. Vim Krovim Hema O Rechokim. Velo Timsa Tainuk B'chol Davar Me'advarim. A Kohen Gadol, and the Chiddich is saying it about a Nazir also, he gets Tainuk from Avodas HaKadushu. From Kedusha. And therefore, it wouldn't be a violation of Durachah Darchei Noam by saying he's not allowed to make himself Tameh for his primary relatives. Because he is already not involved in this world. He's separate, he's unique, he's sanctified, a Nazir for a temporary amount of time, while the Kohen Gadol forever, until he is from the time that he's appointed. So the Chinuch says that is why these two people are the only ones that are not allowed to become Tameh for their seven primary relatives. Rav Hirsch says on the Pasuk right here in his own beautiful way, he ceases to be an individual Jew and has to look on and appreciate also his private individual reactions primarily from the standpoint of the national ideas which he represents. These are so predominant in his life, talking about the Kohen Gadol, that where he has to give positive expression to them, personal feelings and frames of mind, which would be disturbing to these ideals, have to be kept back. The ideal of the national knows no death. Ein Sibur Meis. In this idea of the immortality of the community, the individual who belongs to it and lives for it takes part. With every fiber of a faithfully lived mortal life, he remains immortally interwoven with the undying nature of his community. It's unbelievable. And with the effect of his noble individuality, he lives on immortally also here below, after the bodily casing in which he visibly lived in its midst has fallen to dust when he had left it. Basically, he loses his individuality, and therefore he is an embodiment of the entire community, so even for his individual relatives, he cannot take part. Rav Hirsch does note, though, that we're not totally separated. We know he has some feelings. And that's why a Kohen Gadol, the Mishnah is described, and the Gemara describes in the second parak in Sanhedrin. A Kohen Gadol is allowed to follow his parents' casket outside of the city. You don't bury anybody inside the city. But he's allowed to follow the procession. If they're a block ahead, he could be a block behind. He can't get too close. But he could be a little bit there. He doesn't do kriya. But the Gemara says he tears the bottom of his baged. He doesn't tear up on top, but he tears the bottom of his baggage, because the Torah acknowledges that there are some feelings that he has, but he has to overcome those feelings and squash them because of the position that he is. That's Rav Hirsch, beautiful piece right here in Parshas Emor. Let us continue now. The Minchas Chinuch in Os Aleph discusses the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam notes, as we mentioned yesterday, that there is one exception to the rule of Kohen Gadol and Nazir. And that is, of course, Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah, if there is a Meis Mitzvah on the street, Kohen Gadol and a Nazir both have to be Matami themselves. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Avel, Kohen Shabagam Meis Mitzvah Baderech Harezem Istami Lo. That's not a violation. Afilo Kohen Gadol Chayev Listami Lo Ulakavro. Not only a Kohen, but a Kohen Gadol What's the definition of a meis mitzvah? Ze echan mi Yisrael shahaya mushlach baderech ve'ein lo kovrim. A Jew who was thrown onto the street, no burials, no people to bury him. V'davar ze halacha mipi kabbalah. And this is Misorah. This is our Misorah. The Lecha Mishnah, the Mefarshim wonder, is it Misorah? It's based on a pasuk. That's what the Minchas Chinuch discusses in Dibur Maaskel Vehine. But then the Rambam says, when do we say that a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol involves himself if there's nobody else there? If there's three people walking down the street and two of them are not Kohanim Gadolim, it's not, they shouldn't all take part. The Kohen Gadol should say, I can't do this, you two guys do it. But even if he knows that he could call somebody, hey, can you come here, please, can you help me out? He also has to do that. If he knows he could call somebody and get them involved, he also is not allowed to make himself tameh. It's only if he's the only one, there's nobody else here. Then the Rabbi quotes the other fascinating case. Kohen Gadol and Nazir walking down the street. They meet a meis mitzvah. Who makes themselves tameh? So if a Kohen, the Rambam, even before he gets there, he answers the question by the previous case. If a Kohen and a Kohen Hediot and a Nazir are walking down the street, who makes themselves Tameh? The Nazir, the Rambam Paskins. It's a Machlokas and Nazir, so the Nazir makes himself Tameh as compared to a Kohen, surely a Kohen Gadol. Why? The Rambam says, because a Nazir's Kedusha is not forever. A Kedushas so Kedushas Olam. Val Yitami bo a Kohen, Afa Bishu Kohen Hediot. Even a Kohen Hediot doesn't make himself Tameh. Obviously, if there's a Kohen Hediot and a Kohen Gadol walking down the street, the Kohen, who would be Tameh himself? Kohen Hediot. Kohen Hediot is Tameh himself. V'cholakodem is chaver b'mayla, misacher b'tumah. Whoever is higher is later in the hierarchy of Tumah. The Radvaz points out, even if you have a Nazir that was a Nazir mi-beten, and he's a Nazir for life, inherently, it doesn't have Kedushas me'olam. It's not the same as a Kohen, and therefore, a Kohen holds himself back, and a Nazir is Batami himself if it is between the two. The Menachas Chinuch here discusses what I didn't get a chance to mention yesterday, but he suggests that a Kohen Gadol's wife has the halachic status of a Meis Mitzvah. And even though he's not Batami himself or his other relatives, you look at the Dibur Maaskel Vehine, Lael Kasati, he wrote this already yesterday, but he quotes it again. Nirlani is Daiti, Ladas HaRambam, De Kohen Gadol Mitami LeIshto, Kiven Sasa'u Kameis Mitzvah. For, you can look at the svaras yesterday he gave, but it could be that a wife is a different category of a relative than even mother, father, brother, mother, father, sister, brother, son, daughter. Different. And he can be Mitami himself for his wife. Again, that is a discussion in the Achronim, but that's the Minchas Chinuch's discussion here. One other interesting ha'ara to mention now, and then we'll continue the Chinuch, and that is in the end of the Minchas Chinuch. If you look in Os Beis, in Oz Beis, Dibra Maskel, the Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech wonders, why is this the halacha, that the Nazir makes himself Tameh and not the Kohen? What's his question? There's a Ran. The Ran quotes the Ravid, and it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. I think this has come up before. Shulchan Aruch says, let's say somebody is in, his life's in danger on Shabbos, and he has to eat a piece of meat. He has to eat meat or else he's going to die. You have a piece of treif meat in front of you, a piece of nevela from an animal that's not shechted properly, and you have a live kosher cow walking around. What do you do? Do you give him the treif meat, or do you give him the kosher meat, but that means you have to shecht it on Shabbos, and salt it, and prepare it. So what do you do? So the Ravid and the Ran in Meseches Yuma quote, you shecht the animal. You shecht the animal and you give him kosher meat. Why? Because if you do the shechita of the animal, it's one avera. Boom, you're finished. Okay, you cook it also. If you can eat it raw, you can eat it raw. But eating treif, every bite is another avera. Every kizayis is another avera. You're allowed to do it here because his life's in danger. But it's better to violate one even more serious avera. Right? Shabbos is an issur skila. Better to violate that than to do many little averes. Rabbi Yosef Engel, if you remember, we discussed this a few weeks ago, has a whole essay about when you have this. You have quality versus quantity. Here you have one isur, strong quality, many isurim, less quality. What's better to do? The Ran says, shech the animals. Quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Shin Chavches Yudalad, Hayachol Sheish Bo Sakana Tzorach Basar, Shochatim Lo, Ve'ein Omrim Na'achilenu Nevela. Don't give him Nevela. Right, and the Mishnah Berurah here quotes many reasons. Why? Because Shabbos is Hutra, it's a Bikuach Nefesh, so you're not even doing anything wrong. But Shreif is not Hutra. Maybe because you're doing the wrong quotes, because you're violating every second. V'chulu, that's what he says. So says the Shar HaMelech, let's think about this. A Nazir making himself Tameh, and a Kohen Gadol making himself Tameh. What's the halacha? The Nazir makes himself tamei because kedushaso is not kedushas olam. Asks the Shah HaMelech, but what do you mean? Last couple of skinny lines. Kal b'chomer kandel a kohen ebo ribui lavin chiyuvei malkas. Right? Kedushaso kedushas olam. Mikomakom nazir mitamei over barba lavin. A Nazir violates four Yisurim. We'll get to in Parshas Naso. If he's mitamei himself, there are a number of Yisurim involved, as the Rambam says. So wouldn't it be better for a kohen to be mitamei himself? He violates one, boom, that's it, you finished. A Nazir, he's a number of Averis involved. So that's his question, that he thinks the Kohen should be Matami himself and not the Nazir. Okay, you can be Mechali possibly, maybe there's a difference between violating it one after another, that's what the Ron is talking about, in our case where it would be all at once. Either way, it's an interesting ha'ara of the Shah HaMelech. If you look in the next little piece of the Minchas Chinuch, he also has a question about competition. What if there is a Kohen Gadol and a Kohen Katan walking down the street together? A 10-year-old and the Kohen Gadol. So then what's the halacha? Who's Matami himself? See, he's not sure. On the one hand, Katan is not Chayv HaMitzvahs. It's not Chayv HaMitzvahs, so this is called a Meis Mitzvah. He can't do it, so Kohen Gadol should be Matami himself. Or do you say, no, the Kohen Katan can get it done. He's not Mitzuvin Mitzvahs, he can get it done. He can save himself from the Kohen Gadol being Matami himself. So he's not sure. First he says, Bavadai lo yitami Kohen Gadol, because the Katan do it. But then he says, Efshar kiva de mitzvah hi, the Katan la bar mitzvahsu, imkin yisase Gadol, vitzarech iyan. He does not have an answer to that question. But these are all fascinating issues relating to the Isser of Kohen Gadol making himself Tamei Meis. Let's continue. V'yal tachshov, says the Chinuch, second paragraph. Shezeh shenemar laviv ulimo v'chulu hu pirish l'rosh ha-mikra, sha'amar v'achol nafshos meis lo yavo. Don't think that this whole pasuk is one phrase, and the second half is just giving specifics of the first half. Al-chol nafshos meis lo yavo, even your parents. But it's all one phrase. No, it's two phrases. As the Rambam says, as the Chinuch says, there's an Isser of Tumas Ohel, and there's an Isser of the other Tumas. She'ena davar kein, avalim shnei lavin, two separate Isurin. Lo yavo v'lo yitame. V'loshen sifra, chayev lo yavo v'chayev lo yitame. The Klayakar picks up in an amazing ha'ara. Once you see the ha'ari, like, why doesn't everybody else talk about this? By the Kohen Gadol, where he talks about who he's not allowed to become tame for, la'aviv u'li'imo lo yitama. Couple psukim earlier, when it talks about the Kohen Hedyot, who he is allowed to be Matami for, what does it say? Ki en l'sheiro akarov elav, le'imo ula aviv, v'livno ulevita ulachiv. The order is switched. The Kohen Hedyot, it says le'imo ula aviv, it says mother first, and here, by the Kohen Gadol, it says aviv first. My nafkamina, why? Says the Klei Yakar, two suggestions. First of all, he says, maybe the first said is the bigger chiddush. By a Kohen Hedyot, where there's an allowance to become Tamei, so you might say that the mother is a bigger chiddush. Why? Because, Al-Kain hiktim ha'im hadavar shu ha'chiddush yoser aval Kohen Gadol sha'amar. Ki'imo eino mizera Aaron. He can make himself Tamei for his mother? His mother wasn't a born Kohen, she married into it. So you might think that he could only become Tami for his father, who's Bnei Aaron, Kedushas Kahuna. His mother was a Yisraelis. She became, yes, even her, because she's your mother. And the other one by Kohen Gadol. By Kohen Gadol, you're not allowed to become Tame. Not even for your father, who's always been a Kohen, and your Yichus comes from him. The Kohen Gadol, so the bigger Chiddush is said first. That's his first suggestion. But then he says, maybe not. Maybe the bigger Chiddush is said second. And you might say that there's a lesser of a chiddush for a Kohen Hedyot to become Tamei for his mother. Why? Because his mother is for sure his mother. The Gemara says, mother? The baby came out of the mother. You know for sure it's the mother. You don't know who the father is, vaday vaday, muchzak. But even the mother, but even the father, that's the chiddush. But according to this second shot, the mother is the lesser of a chiddush, so it's lo zu af zuktani, he says. So again, two different pshatim, and then works by the Kohen Gadol as well, but the ha'ara is very important. The different order of av and aim, as discussed by the Klei Yakar. We continue now. Ukamo chen amr zachar nal avracha, says the chinuch, shechayev Kohen Hedyot below yevav le yitam yavish lo nechtabo. The Minchas Chinuch quoted this yesterday. The Kohen Hedyot also has two separate Isurim. Yesterday's Tumas Ohel of going into an Olam Meis, and today we think Zerah Shava, because we compare Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Gadol. Vishneim nesru me'atamei ben nefesh k'mosha baba gemara. V'yamnam, but the chinuch says, ein limnos bebinyin halavin lo yevav le yitam yavish lo nechtabo. l'shnei lavim. Kamosha menino osa b'kohen gadol. You don't count it as two separate isurim, though. The kohen gadol gets two separate ones. Two of the six of the 365, two apply to the kohen gadol. Kohen hedyot does not. Why? Because by a kohen gadol nechtevu beferish ubehedyot niyomad ha'echad b'gzeira shava. V'kvar ho rezakin hu ha'rambam zechorna levracha. The Rambam already paskind. Shein lanu limnos b'minyan tayyim mitzvahs ela ha'mufrashas b'kasuv. You only count in the 613 mitzvos that are explicit. If you learn a halach or a mitzvah from a gzeira shava, from a hekesh, from something else, that's not counted in the 613. It might be a din d'oraisa, but it's not counted in the 613. That's the Rambam's second shorish. Second shorish, the Rambam says, "Ein roi limnos kol ma shelomedim ba'achas midrashim omidos shatari rashis b'hein." We had one mitzvah in Sefer Shmos, I think it was a review. I forgot to bring it in. One mitzvah where there was no pasuk. One. That's an exception to the rule. But the general rule is never a mitzvah unless it's based on a mefurish pasuk. That is the Rambam. Misharshi a mitzvah, the shorish of the mitzvah is what he said before, not the kohen gadol not becoming tamei, ubedine tumas hameis, kfar kasafi lamale, already wrote about tumas meis, v'noheged isser zeb bezman abayis, the isser applies bizman beis hamigdash, ki az yesham kohen gadol. We only have kohen gadols then. Ubechal makom shakohen sham, gam kei noik isser zeb. And wherever he is, it applies, as he said yesterday, even in Chutz Laretz. If he violates v'mavar v'nitma v'afilu l'krovav, b'min mimine atuma chayiv malkus. If he violates, he gets malkus. One more interesting ha'ara. The Minchas Chinuch HaNos Dalid says, does the Kohen Gadol get double malkus? Because he's a super Kohen Hedyot. He's a Kohen Gadol and super Kohen Hedyot. So does he get all the averas of a Kohen Hedyot besides that of a Kohen Gadol? So by some averas, by an almana, it doesn't apply. By a grusha, it's the same Isser. So maybe by Grusha, does he get an Isser of Kohen Hedyot and Kohen Gadol? And here, does he get an Isser of Kohen and Kohen Gadol? How many sets of Malkus? Menachas Chinuch assumes one set of Malkus. Mikol Makom, he says in Oz Dalid, Ein Malkin leKohen Gadol shtel Malkus, Mishum Kohen Gadol, Mishum Kohen Hedyot, Ki halavim hanosafim beKohen Gadol, Ba'u letashlum din. It's not a bigger Kiddush. He's included in that din. They're included in each other's dinim by the halachas that where they overlap. Therefore, the Minchas Chinuch says that you shouldn't count them separately. Okay, there's a lot more here about Tum and Tara. Hopefully, we'll come back to it at another time in terms of this lumdus, whether the Rugged Shaver has a fascinating chakira. Is Tuma a state or is Tahara a state? Meaning, is Tara just the lack of Tuma or is Tuma the lack of Tara? Which is the natural state? Nafkamin is in terms of what's the chazaka? Is there a cheskas tar? Is there a cheskas tuma? Rekut Shavar deals with these issues. Fascinating discussions. Hopefully we'll talk about it one day. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezer, I will try to do a mitzvah at some point tomorrow. Tanya Sester, I'm going to try to fit one in. Thursday, it's not happening. Rekut Hashem will be osik b'mitzvah. Friday, I doubt it either, so we might have to miss one this week. But Bezer, I'll try to do one tomorrow. Try, I'm not promising, but we'll do our best. Okay, we'll stop here.